Good morning. My guest this morning is Gus Gorelick, who used to record this show back in the day.
That's right. Good to be back. New 91.
Right. But you were wearing a different hat today. You were wearing
a lot of different hats.
The hat of the musical director of the Gravenstein Mandolin Ensemble, which
That's
is
right.
playing the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, the old Sebastopol Vets, on Friday the 21st at 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
Talk about how the Gravenstein Mandolin Ensemble came to be.
Well, some of us went to a mandolin convention in San Diego in the early, 2004 or something like that. And there was a huge mandolin orchestra, like 100 mandolins.
Wow.
The whole family of mandolins, mandolas, mandocellos, guitars, bass. And we thought, boy, it would be fun to do something like that up here. And a few of us got together and started playing some music and looking around for more mandolin players. And unfortunately, most of the mandolin local people didn't read music well enough. And a lot of people, a lot of the bluegrass people just don't bother to learn to
right,
read and,
right.
and take pride in it.
Music.
So it took a while to find a lot of people that were interested in classical mandolin and the other things that we do. The only thing we don't do is bluegrass. So it's a different genre of mandolin music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really is almost a different instrument, isn't it?
Almost. Yeah. And
so
we grew from about four people to 15.
We're
an orchestra now.
So which of the mandolin and mandolin related instruments are represented now?
The mandolins, of course, first and second mandolins, and mandola, which is similar to a viola in an orchestra.
Yeah, right.
And the mandocello, just in the same range as violin, cello. And we have an upright bass, stand-up bass player and a guitarist.
Uh-huh.
And for this concert, we have a guest conductor named Nate Reebley. And he is just wonderful. I've been sort of trying to conduct and play at the same time for a number of years, and it's hard. I keep telling people, I'm not Leonard Bernstein. I can't do this. So we hired a conductor, and he's wonderful. And I think he teaches at Summerfield Waldorf School and some other local groups and made all the difference.
Wait, is he part of the Reebley family for which the road is named?
I don't know that.
I'll bet he is.
I don't know.
That's an old Sonoma County name.
Yes, it is, yeah. And there's also having another guest, Paul Alexander, who plays clarinet with the Jubilee Klezmer Ensemble.
Great.
So we are doing a couple of klezmer things and really doing them right.
Oh,
so it's going to be an unusual good
Talk
concert.
More about your program.
Well, we have a mixture of things. We're a pretty eclectic group. I mean, we do some classical music, and we do a lot of Italian and a lot of Brazilian music. And this time we're sort of focusing on Eastern European because of Paul.
Uh-huh.
We have a couple of klezmer tunes, one composed by Andy Statman called the Flatbush Waltz.
Oh, that's a great
tune.
It's
a beautiful piece, and it really, Andy Statman's a master mandolin player and clarinetist. So now we have both in this,
right.
Piece. And we have some arrangements of Brazilian tunes and some contemporary pieces. Because now that there's mandolin orchestras all over the place, it's become real popular.
Really?
And there's a lot of composers writing new music for mandolins.
Both in the classical genre as well as others?
And others.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a great variety of stuff coming out from this country and from Japan and Australia. I mean, just from around the world.
What's a piece of classical music that that is now associated with mandolin?
That's a good question. I mean, we do a piece called Jota, which was written by Enrique Granado, composed on the piano, but it was orchestrated for a mandolin orchestra back in the 1920s for the Providence Mandolin Ensemble, who still exist and still play that piece.
Wow.
So we're doing that one. And we did. We're not sure, but we might be doing a Haydn piece that was adopted for mandolin orchestra.
Mandolins have been around a while.
A long time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and much older than bluegrass.
You mean something is older than bluegrass?
Older than the hills, yes.
Right.
I mean, Mozart wrote for mandolins, and Beethoven wrote a couple of little pieces for mandolins. So it goes back, 200 or 300 years.
Thanks, Gus, for telling us about it.
All right.
You people had better make reservations because I think this is going to be a very popular show. It's Friday, March 21st, 7:30 at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on 228 South High Street, the old Veterans Building, the Gravenstein Mandolin Ensemble. For information, 829-4797. Online for tickets, sebarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.